This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties want to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be Tuesday, May 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center on 106 Scholar Street, Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact one of us in the club and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations listening to check-in?
This is KD2GHL, portable type. Hi Jeff, how you doing?
KD2GHL, Rich, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, today the weather was not conducive to me putting up my new antenna. I'm committed to not buying an antenna that sold them because I was an engineer. And so I was on my prototype. I was going to build the permanent structure, but the weather was not conducive. So I pretty much just stayed inside tonight.
Yeah, I remember you telling me last night you were going to go out today. I figured that might happen. They were saying it was supposed to be... not much fun, but they're giving some more hope here maybe for tomorrow. It won't be as rainy as it was today.
Yeah, I don't know if they're right, but tomorrow's supposed to be, they might be right because the temperature's been increasing steadily, right? Even right now, we're right now at 44.1 as the highest been all night, so I'm guessing they might be right. Tomorrow's supposed to be, in this area anyway, 60 degrees, which would be really nice. And even if it's raining, I don't mind. I'm going to try and put my antenna up. I'm guessing 30, 40 feet, depending on how much RG213 I could get out there to where I want to put it.
Roger. Okay. Well, hopefully that wind won't be like it was today. It was windy in spots. I was doing a lot of driving today, and boy, it blew me all over the road there. So, alright. Well, thanks, Rich. Thanks for checking in. And good luck there on the attempt. Tomorrow, let us know how it came out. And we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
KD2WI.
KA2, is that it?
Hey, there's three. By the way, Pete, you got like a hum or something going on there on your connection. I noticed it last night, and I forgot to mention it to you, and when you checked in here just now, I noticed it again. I don't know what it is, but anyway, we'll get to you here in a minute, and we'll start with Bill at 5AOW. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff, and 5AOW. Relaxing day today. Enjoyed the rain. What else can you do with it? Stayed inside, got a couple little odds and ends done and just relaxed. Did a little TV, did a little bit of HF and called it a day. So now I guess we'll probably watch a movie for a while and then head back into bed, you know, probably about, bedtime, 11 o'clock, 11:30, whenever. One good thing about being retired, don't have to worry about the time going to bed, but... try to keep regular hours anyway. So that's about it for me. I'm still hoping we're going to get spring yet. Well, it's kind of funny in a way, and yet it's not. So back to you, Jeff, on 5AOW.
Well, Bill, we might get spring, but you might need a snorkel to enjoy it.
Roger on the snorkel.
Alright, you have a good evening, and hopefully I think it's supposed to let up with this rain a little bit. It's still supposed to rain, but it's not supposed to be like it was here last, you know, this flooding rain we're getting here. It might be supposed to be a shower here, but then you can get some time outside, and, you know, maybe a little sprinkle here and there, but we'll see. It looks like Saturday, the forecast is clearing up a little bit, so we'll have to see, play it by ear. But all right, Bill, thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening, what's up?
Just wrapping up some work here. Looking at the IntelliCast tomorrow, it says AM showers. I heard somebody else say, or the weather report or something, that it was going to clear up a little tomorrow. Somebody said it was going to be 70 or something, but that's not true. 59. It says a shower or two possible in the early with partly cloudy in the afternoon, and then of course Friday and Saturday and Sunday say showers again too, but this is too much. A little bit of precipitation actually wouldn't have been bad to keep the fire danger down before things get green. It's always a problem, but we didn't need inches of rain to saturate the ground and keep everything wet, soggy, and muddy. I'll have to try changing the power supply here, or maybe just putting the meter on it and seeing how much it drops and seeing what's going on. It's probably hummed. I don't know why. You know, it didn't used to do this, but maybe power supply is deteriorating. So that's probably what's going on. If I transmit from the radio at my front desk here, and the back desk, it's hooked to an Astron 35 amp supply, so that certainly isn't being overloaded. But this one might be, seems like it should be okay, but especially with the radio not on high power, but who knows, KC2WI.
Yeah, my first thought when I heard it was power supply too, so that you mentioned that, you know, it might be a good place to start. I tell you what, if you want to hear it, you know, the nets are automatically recorded and put up on the website there. I can't remember what time the job goes through and actually moves and encodes it, but it should be up there tomorrow. If you go up there, it'll be the latest net, and you can listen to it yourself there, and you can hear it yourself. So, well, good luck with it. We were up in your neck of the woods up there today, Lake Pleasant. I had to go up to Plattsburgh today, so we took the... the route out, the route 8 route up there, all the way up to the, you know, the north way there, and 9, whatever it is, there, the north way, and then we came back the other way, you know, through Lake Placid, Tupper Lake, and all that. We came back down through Old Forge, you know, just so we had to change the scenery, didn't drive the same way twice, and picked up a new truck today up in Plattsburgh, and there was a lot of water. I wouldn't say there was any massive flooding, but you could tell everything was higher than it normally is. And but still, it was pretty country up there. There's still a little bit of snow here in some spots up there in the woods where there's a lot of pines. You can see some little bit of snow, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 inches. But for the most part, it was all gone. But all right, Pete, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, hi Jeff, and everybody on board, actually. And while it was a rainy day here, actually rain started around 11 o'clock this morning, and it really came, and now we're kind of in between showers. And we never got much above, we're 52 degrees right now. That's probably the warmest we've been all day, actually. And, as Pete said, there's still supposed to be some rain tomorrow and all that. Supposedly a little bit less. But the next few days, rain on and off. It's, as somebody said, we're still waiting for spring. Yeah, I have to agree with that. But anyways, not too much to report down here.
Oh, 7-3 is all around, KA2 that is up. Okay, Jack. Well, I'm hoping this report gets better and better as time goes on. I've been looking at, I've been watching their Saturday report mostly, because I want to be out in the woods on Saturday, and it seems to be changing a little bit. It seems to be that they're starting to waffle on how much rain we're going to get. So, you know, waffle in our favor, I should say. But we'll have to see. I'll have to see how that works out. But, alright, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later there. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
A2VLA. KC2MBU.
Okay, there's two more. We'll start with KA2VLA. Clint, good evening. What's going on? This is, right. Go ahead, Clint.
KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Whoever had a call had to go to down in Utica for a test. I guess something, they thought I might have a blood vessel blockage or something. But they run and show the imaging and came out all clean. So I'm going to try a couple other things. With that company tonight, KC2XJ, stopped by. He's been looking at the fish. So, I guess that's all our news. We'll say 73. And 2, your way is clear.
Well, it's good news. They didn't find anything there then. And good luck with your subsequent test. And thanks for checking in. Tell Mark and John Eric said hi. All right, KC2MBU, Ray, what's going on tonight?
Got 45 degrees up on the hill, and we've got the dryer in pieces trying to find out what's making all the terrible noises. So let's see if we can get this, got a bunch of new parts, and see if we can get this thing tightened up and quieted down. Over.
Must have left a set of keys in there or something.
We found zippers and money.
Well, there you go. At least it paid off a little bit. Alright. Well, good luck with that. I've done that once before myself. It wasn't much fun. I don't know. All that sheet metal in there ended up cutting my hand a couple times working with it, but good luck, and hopefully you get that all fixed up. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Well, for myself, like I said before, we got up early this morning. We had a ride up to Plattsburgh there, and got up there, 8:30, 9 o'clock sometime. We got there about 10 o'clock, and we had all the paperwork and stuff, and got a new Nissan Titan, and drove that back, and really seems to be a real fine truck. I'm enjoying it, and never bought a new car before, new vehicle. I've always bought used, and I probably will again in the future. I just wanted to buy one new one in my life, and just one that I own outright myself. From beginning to end. So, let the fun begin. Anyway, that is about all we did here today, and gotta get to bed here soon, get back up, and go back to normal life and work tomorrow. So that's all I have to report. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? This is KD2AIT. Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of radio MCU. So I'd like to thank Rich, Bill, Pete, Jack, Clint, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
This is TV2 Cows yelling for Octan in Ida County. Traffic and emergency, that station for Octan, come now please.
Good evening, Mark, N5 AOW. No traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
N5 AOW, Bob, and KC2NBU, Ray. Thank you both for checking in. Anyone else? Please, KB2KLJ for Octan, any other stations with or without traffic? Octan currently on the 14517. Stations, come now, please. Final call for Octan. Okay, nothing else here. I want to thank N5AOW Bob and KC2NBU Ray. Thank you both for checking in. Do appreciate it. KB2KLJ is clear.